Well, hey, everybody, it's me, Dr. Kevin Stevenson. Look where we are. We're at the official I Don't Care with Dr. Kevin Stevenson studios here in beautiful downtown Dallas at Market Scale. Thought I would take full advantage of studio time when I could, and I've got a great guest for you today, Dr. Yevhen Pavelko, who is someone I met about a month or so ago in New Orleans at a conference. And Dr. Pavelko was telling me about an incredible concept that he has called Envia Health. And we'll talk a little bit about that today, but we'll talk a little bit about everything. So, Dr. Pavelko, welcome to I Don't Care.
Thank you so much for your invitation. It's an honor and pleasure to be here. My first time in Dallas and Texas. So I'm excited to see and I'm very pleased to see you again. Well, I think we're going to have a great talk.
I do too. And I promise you, you've already asked me about barbecue. We'll take care of that for you while you're in town.
I had to try.
You absolutely have to try. Well, and I'm sure my audience knows that your accent's probably not a Texas accent. So tell everyone a little bit about you, where you're from, and the type of physician that you are.
So my name is Dr. Yevhen Pavelko. I was born and raised in Ukraine, and I moved to United States about 14 years ago. Mm-hmm. I landed in Chicago, and where I actually passed my boards, did my training again, because I used to be a surgeon in Ukraine. And I'm an assistant professor of surgery at UI Health, and I'm trained in the minimally invasive robotic surgery. I also do a bariatric surgery, some of HPV surgery, and I was trained by the number one robotic surgeon in the world, the guy who actually did the most of the surgeries robotically. He was the first in the world who did robotic Whipple, lung resection, kidney transplant, spleen resection. Dr. Giulianotti, he's my mentor and teacher. So I'm working there as a faculty. But also, I started my new adventure.
Yes, tell us about that.
I mean, this is a, cool thing that I think will disrupt the medicine. It's going to be a disruptor. Mm-hmm. And I know that the people are going to love it. Because being a doctor and seeing how people struggle to get the access to healthcare, to see a specialist, like people have to wait 3 months to see me as a surgeon. How bad it is.
Right.
And we as a doctors has no control or power to change that. Because we working for a large healthcare systems that actually we are employees.
Right. You're exactly right. So with being a robotic and minimally invasive trained surgeon, you worked in, obviously, these are some of the great medical advancements of our day. So what's made you look backwards in a way at the old school physician house call model that Envia is envisioning?
So I see people's pain, right? That would make me think about how we can change things, how we can change the healthcare running currently, because this, whatever we have right now, ain't working.
Right.
Period.
Yeah.
And it's not just a house call. The Envia is not just a house call. It's a, what I'm building is an absolutely parallel healthcare system that gives the doctors the freedom, because we're not hiring. The doctor is 1099. He is work for himself. He doesn't pay for the app at all. Envia is an app, right? It's such a mobile and flexible app that gives the doctor freedom to practice medicine as he wants, right? As he used to, because Envia give access to a patients. It has a built-in EMR. It has built-in all necessary records, labs. Everything is there. So it's your mobile office where you don't have to pay that much overhead as you have to pay a mortgage or rent for an office. Then you have to pay scheduler, biller.
Sure,
and
sure.
Like
it allows you to practice medicine and not have to worry about all the business aspects.
Exactly.
So Dr. Pavelko, was there one incident that caused you to go, hey, this isn't working, you know, that really drove you to think about creating NVIDIA?
Oh, plenty of incidents. Yeah. It's not one or two, because one part is being a doctor,
mm-hmm.
and one part, you know the pain of the patients. How it's possible that the patient with a diagnosed gallstones or mm-hmm. stomach cancer or pancreas problems or liver problem, anything, rheumatology. For example, the next appointment to endocrinologist in our institution is 6 months. Yeah. How that possible? The patient has to suffer.
And your patients are fortunate that they have access to a rheumatologist or an endocrinologist at all, because most of the country doesn't have that access.
Exactly. So, and that's the biggest thing, because the current model works that way, that they're squeezing, they give a 1 or 2 days clinics,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're squeezing 40, 50 people in this clinic to, let's be honest, to get the profit.
Mm-hmm.
To get mm-hmm. the profit.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong to get the profit, because the healthcare system has to function. The salary,
no margin, no mission.
Yeah, exactly. So, but that's not right. The doctor see patients for 2, 3 minutes, 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Doctor doesn't know the patient.
Right.
And the one, you know, I used to go with my co-founder and my fiance. We were traveling out of town.
Mm-hmm.
And I received a call. That was like a, you know, the knock-knock sign.
Sure. Yeah.
We received a call from the friend of us, and she like, hey, my kid has a fever, 38.9 Celsius,
mm-hmm.
and the next appointment to pediatrician is like 3 or 4 days from now.
Yeah.
What do I do? Can you send me any prescription for antibiotics? I'm like, hell
you
no.
You can't do it.
I cannot do it. I'm not a pediatrician. I didn't see a kid. I didn't examine the kid, mm-hmm. no physical exam. I don't know how you want me to prescribe you a medicine.
Yeah.
It's no good, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sorry, but your options are either to go to urgent care, which was closed because she called us like 5 p.m.
Of course.
It was
urgent
closed.
Care is usually yeah. not convenient.
Yeah. And you still have to wait. You have to mm-hmm. expose the kid, you know, to other people, to other infection,
yeah.
or ER, which is 6 to 8 hours waiting time.
Right. And a ridiculous copay.
Copay, and then you will receive a bill.
Right.
2 months later.
Right.
So thousands of dollars,
yeah.
right? So that's the problem. I'm like, is there something that you can call a doctor to your home? And to be frank, there are systems, you know, that already mm-hmm. does those. But it's in the kind of very old-fashioned way. You have mm-hmm. to make an appointment, call yeah. in advance, and then the doctor will come. There are some systems that does even the same day house call,
mm-hmm.
but it's so complicated. It's so immobile, you know, and they don't have a specialist. They don't have plenty of things. And I was thinking, why not to create such a platform that combine everything,
yeah.
even internal referral system, where if the primary care physician go and see a patient at their home or office or anywhere, can even refer quickly
yeah.
to a specialist.
Why can't we make access to healthcare easy? So why do you think that the industry normalized making healthcare so hard to access?
Well, it's a good question, definitely. It's hard to answer this. I think the industry does that for a reason, to have a control of the doctors.
Mm. Okay.
In my opinion, right?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
look what happened to a private doctor, small practices.
They're right? gone.
They're gone.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Every like 80% of the doctors are employed.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because the healthcare insurance decreased the reimbursement.
Mm-hmm.
The overhead payment is ridiculously high.
Right.
Because you have to pay a mortgage or rent for office, you have to pay a staff. You have to pay, yeah. you know, bunch of stuff, and your margin is 10-15%, not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Literally mm-hmm. not worth it.
Right, right.
So the healthcare systems, who has more money, more power, more negotiation power with the insurance companies, they want to control the doctor.
Yeah.
Because that's all, you know, driving.
Well, and now we've got insurance companies, the largest owner of physician practices, is a health insurer.
Yes.
And so, you know, what kind of issues does that bring into the equation that the owner of your physician is also one that's paying them?
Yeah.
And so what do you think's going to happen in those regards? So you said about NVIDIA, I love this, you're rebuilding medicine around presence. So that's pretty powerful. So what does presence mean to you in modern healthcare?
The presence means this human touch, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you can spend as much time with your patient as you need to.
Yeah.
When you can really care. Me as a surgeon seeing 40 patients in 4 hours. I do care about every single patient, but I don't have time for them.
Yeah.
I see them. I have five, six people running my clinic. They present me the patient, his problems, and I go there. I say hi. I say bye.
Yeah.
5 minutes conversation, and I'm seeing other patient. Do I really give as much time as I would want to? Because being a doctor, see, Kevin, being a doctor, in my opinion, is more than just to do your routine job or being a surgeon or being, you know, endocrinologist, rheumatologist, oncologist, whatever the specialty is. You have to go to a core of a people, brains, minds, what they feel, how they feel.
Mm-hmm.
Like was in the old days, right?
Yeah, there was a reason why you became a physician, to take care of people.
Yes, because that was a glory of the physician, you know? Everyone was saying, my doc, right?
And doctors were held in high regard.
Yeah. And now what? What happened?
Yeah.
A doctor just glorified employee.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Yeah, you're right.
So
this is something that kind of makes me curious. Do you think physicians practice differently when they walk into the patient's home versus seeing them in a clinic or a hospital setting?
Oh, I think 100%.
Okay, how so?
I think 100%. Because when the physician comes to a patient home, he sees. And he sees the pain. He sees, you know, a family. It's becoming more personalized. But the other thing, the physician is like a detective.
Mm-hmm.
Physician can see the living conditions where the patient lived, if there is a mold, if there is this and that, right? What the patient eat. So it can really goes to a core. And I think this is going to be extremely beneficial even for a payer, for the healthcare insurance companies. How many diseases can that project prevent? How many ER visits, urgent care visits, telehealth visits can prevent? Because what the telehealth does nowadays, it's a useful thing. I have nothing against the telehealth. But the reality is that the telehealth increased the visits to emergency room through the nation. Because the physician who cannot perform a physical exam and see a patient will not risk his license. And let's talk frankly. Let's say the truth to an audience.
Yeah.
He will send to the ER or urgent care because he cannot perform a physical exam.
It's still, the first time I heard about teledermatology, like, now, how can that be? You know, you're trusting your patient to take a picture of their rash or whatever, and then you're trying to read it on a phone that sometimes those images aren't great?
Yeah.
I'd have a hard time with that if I was a dermatologist.
Well, you know, it's hard to say, but you know, certain rash, it can be easily diagnosed, like psoriasis, right?
Sure.
It's such a clear picture that you know in advance. Or, you know. But there are certain things that you have to touch.
Mm-hmm.
You have to feel the shape and stuff like that. So that's why I think that we have to progress with the technology, but we don't have... With the technology progressing, we keep forgetting what is to be a real doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem. That's why I think NVIDIA will be, you know, the model that we are building with our team will be such a disruptor because it's such a mobile platform. Consider Uber.
Yeah, right. Who'd have thought they'd get in somebody else's car 15 years ago?
Exactly.
Years ago.
Consider Uber. The surgeon, neurosurgeon, we have one neurosurgeon already who signed up for NVIDIA. Two orthopedic surgeons. We have a specialist.
Okay.
Pain management doctors, right?
Mm-hmm.
If they're coming, going from work, right? And they see that there is a, you know, need to see that patient. There you go. They can step in.
That's incredible. You know, house calls used to be the norm generations ago. Why do you think medicine abandoned that model? And do you think we really lost something important when we did that?
Oh, I think we lost the big thing. As a matter of fact, in Europe, there are plenty of countries that still it's
really?
Very popular and is running and, you know, will never be abandoned. Because that's a real deal.
Yeah.
That's a real thing where you actually help a patient.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, business model, you know, is something that drives trying to be more efficient and stuff like that, try a different model. It works for certain things, for certain things doesn't work. The reality is, I don't know why it pivoted from that portion.
Yeah.
It's hard to say, you know, but I think this is wrong.
Yeah, I would agree with that. You know, one of the things I find really fascinating about this is it's not telemedicine. It's actually physicians who are showing up. And, you know, today we're so obsessed with digital everything, digital healthcare. Why was it important to keep the human being in the room?
For two things. Because human being can see things, can pick up things, attention to details, but also be not only a doctor, but psychologist, right? The human being can hear your pain. Mm-hmm. And feel your pain and see what the patient is going through. At the end of the day, you know, a lot of doctors also, let's be honest, a lot of doctors forget what to be a doctor.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's all going to a business model that I don't like.
Yeah. No, you're right. So speaking of business, you're building a physician-led company at a time when many doctors are feeling really disconnected from decision-making in healthcare. So was creating NVIDIA partly a response to your frustration and, frankly, a little bit of burnout?
Oh, 100% yes. That's out of question. Because, look, you know, I recently had the interview, and our interviewer posted on the Business Insider and the Yahoo Finance, and there was a question, a nice question, why you created NVIDIA? And I would lie if I wouldn't say that, you know, or it's not about money. Any business created for a purpose to make more money.
Sure.
Period.
Of course.
Right? The deal is, once you go more deeply into this thing, that it becoming your mission. Once you see the core of the problem, what you're dealing with, you have an idea, right? And you think this is great. And you ask people, people tell you this is amazing, right? And you starting to feel that pain, you know, when you were at the tip of an iceberg, but now you're going really deep into the problem. This business, like money-wise, coming absolutely somewhere on the background.
Yeah.
It's becoming a mission-driven, a lifetime target to achieve because you see the value.
It's a passion. So Dr. Pavelko, with the NVIDIA app, you're going to see multi-generational folks, multiple different demographics. Who do you think is going to benefit the most?
Everyone.
Okay.
Simple, everyone.
Why is that?
Imagine a mom that worry about her kids, right? Fever, anything, right?
Yeah.
And the next appointment to pediatrician is 3-4 days from now.
Who wants their kid to have to suffer
right?
that long, right?
Or to drag the sick kid to the urgent care or ER and sit among other sick people,
right?
If the kid can be comfortably in the bed, right? If it has to be hospitalized, it can be easy arranged because every doctor has the privileges in the hospital. And imagine the benefits of the healthcare system, right? Of a big hospital where you don't have to have so much overhead, where the doctor can go to evaluate that poor kid at home and say, hey, you know what? You're really sick. You need to be in the hospital. I'll directly admit you bypassing the ER. How much money it will save for a payer and for a healthcare system going bypassing the ER, just direct admission. right?
Yeah.
That's number one. Geriatric patients, the same. Homebound patients, the same. Wound care, chronic wounds, chronic disease management. How much money it can save for the payers, for a healthcare system, and for the patients.
Right.
Right? So busy professionals, really busy professionals, when they have to leave, take day off work just to see a doctor for 5 minutes. Is it fair? No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not. And the doctor, is it fair towards the doctor to see 40, 50 patients in a clinic? It's not fair.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I truly don't believe in the burnout as a person. If you really love what you do, right?
Right.
I do not believe in the burnout, because then you're excited to wake up every morning and go to do what you love to do. But what I believe that it's not the burnout, it's a frustration that can be built in because something is not working right.
Yeah, you know, my physician friends love being doctors. They hate all of the business aspects and all of the paperwork and the administrative work that they have to deal with.
Absolutely. And me being a doctor, I hate, honestly speaking, I don't know how to say it right, but I hate being controlled and and being told what I have to do being a doctor, right? By the person who doesn't know what means to being a doctor.
Yeah.
And simple as that. Let's put in those terms. A lot of people will hate me from this, you know.
Especially I was one of those people. Come on. Yeah. You know, I told plenty of doctors what to do.
Exactly. But this is not right. Because let's be honest, the healthcare system without the doctors do the billing cannot survive.
Exactly.
So, and you know, telling a doctor how you have to treat the patient, this is not the right thing to do. The doctor should be independent, period.
Yeah.
So every generation, every population will benefit from this thing, from this model, because this app is so flexible that we can put it into any shape and form. And honestly speaking, this is not even about the app.
Yeah. It's about access.
It's about the concept that we're building. Couldn't care less.
Yeah.
The concept that to become a doctor is being cool. Look what's happening in the medicine right now. The kids. Who goes to a medicine? Less and less. Less and less.
And most of my physician friends tell their kids, don't go into medicine. Yeah. You don't want to do this.
Exactly. That what it means, that the standard of care will go down because everything is going down.
Standard of care goes down. Access goes down because we have such a shortage.
Exactly.
So if you can give control and a sense of independence back to physicians, everyone is going to benefit.
Absolutely. Because then it's going to become prestigious again to be a doctor, right? So a med schools will actually benefit a lot from this, right? And the population, because we will not have so much shortage.
Yeah.
Because the kids would want to spend their time actually to do what they love to do. I'm being a faculty in a large healthcare institution. And I see those kids, those young kids who are in medicine and their friends who wanted to be, but then thinking about everything what's going on right now, they're like, nah, I'd rather go to PA or NP school.
Right.
Right. Or
physical
anything.
Therapy or physical, something like that. Right.
Chiropractor.
Right. Yeah. Right. So we're sitting here 10 years from now. What does success look like?
Medicine changed.
Okay.
That's the success. The concept. We proved the concept in Chicago. It works.
Yeah.
People love it. Doctors love it.
So happy patients.
Absolutely.
And happy doctors.
As a matter of fact, we submitted on the New Orleans conference that we met.
Yeah.
We showed, based on the first 50 visits, the satisfaction score is 4.95.
That's incredible.
That's the highest. That's
As a hospital administrator, I would love to have a 4.95.
Exactly. So only one patient got frustrated because, you know, out of 50, because the doctor couldn't perform a hernia repair at home.
Yeah.
Well, Let's be honest.
You have your limits.
Yes. You know, what has to be done in the hospital done in the hospital, right? This is the right thing to do because the safety is the first. But the satisfaction rate is great from the doctors, from the patients, for everyone. So we proved the concept work. Mm-hmm. The success is when the entire nation happy. Yeah. When the model works nationwide and the patient has the access, the doctors has the independence. That's my success.
Yeah. Okay. So I understand that you come from many generations of physicians in your family. Am I right?
Yeah, you are 100% right. My great grandma, she was an OBGYN. My grandfather, he's a professor of surgery. He was actually a chairman of the surgical board in Ukraine. My mother is OBGYN. My aunt is OBGYN. My grandma is a pathologist. And I was in the OR when I was 6 years old.
That's incredible.
My grandfather took me actually to OR. He got in trouble with my grandma and my mom after that.
I'm sure he did. But
he got in trouble. But I remember as another surgeon, and it was back in the days, you know.
Yeah.
Nowadays, it's impossible.
There's no way that happens
back in the days, it was possible. The other surgeon, you know, hold me on his hands and full attire. So I was watching him performing a surgery, and that's how I fall in love with this.
Yeah, I can only imagine. So if your great grandparents and your grandparents could see what healthcare has become today and what you're trying to build, what do you think they'd say?
Oh, they see. Yeah. They still alive and still doing well.
Yeah.
They absolutely love what I do.
That's great.
Because you see, still in Europe, this exists. Right. Mm-hmm. In a certain part of Europe, mm-hmm. it's existing. And people love it. So why we lost it here? We have to go back to the roots. Sometimes the best invention to reinvent the wheel, but not even to reinvent the wheel, to put the old wheel on a new, on a new platform.
Yeah. Very good. Dr. Pavelko, this has been a blast. Any final words?
Well, no, thank you so much for invitation. I think this is a great thing, what you do as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I think building awareness among the people, what you can do, what is the new trends, mm-hmm. where everything is going, this is one of the best things you can do because the information does healing as well. So thank you so much for inviting me. It's been a pleasure and an honor.
Thank you so much. So, folks, I hope you've enjoyed my conversation with Dr. Yevhen Pavelko as much as I have. And it's always great for you to join me on I Don't Care, especially when we're in our studio setting, which we're going to do a lot more often. But thank you again. I always appreciate you spending time with me. This is Dr. Kevin Stevenson. Thanks for joining me on this week's episode of I Don't Care. Take care.